needed to wake up. Thank you, Tandy, and thank you to the Burling family for those wonderful prayers. They were wonderful. Thank you so much. Well, we're going to continue now our little journey this morning on this piece of scripture. And hopefully some words will come up on the screen. So this morning, we're going to think about three different areas. We're going to think about the riches that we have in Christ. We're going to think about being rooted in Christ. But we're also going to think about the power of the Holy Spirit to help us know the love of God. I wonder if you can you see those words on the screen? Can we try and read those together? Can we have a go at that? Yeah? For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit. Amen. So, we're thinking about glorious riches. Well, to help us think about glorious riches, I wondered if we could have we got anybody that's ever fancied being a king or a queen here? Anyone fancied being a bit of royalty? Does that mean I've got to put a crown on then and sit up the front? No, it doesn't work that way. I need volunteers. And there are so many volunteers, I can see you all. Can I have one king? Would you like to be a king for me?
Of course.
Fantastic. Are you able to come forward? Can I crown you? Is that all right? And what's your name?
Sam.
You're very enthusiastic about your name, aren't you, Sam? Let me crown you, Sam. There you go. Let's give Sam a round of applause. Right. So we've got a king. I now need a queen. Have we got anybody that will be a queen? Yeah, would you like to come? Would you like to come and sit on this throne up here? And what's your name?
Abigail.
Abigail, come and sit down. Let me crown you. How does that feel?
Nice.
That's the right answer. Fantastic. Brilliant. So, we've got some royalty here. We've got a king and a queen. Now, when we think of riches, we normally think of people like kings and, you know, historically, kings and queens have been quite wealthy, haven't they, and very rich. But that's not necessarily what the Bible is trying to sort of talk to us about, glorious riches that we have in Christ. What are the glorious riches? And king and queen, you don't mind just standing up here, staying up here for a moment, do you? Is that right, whilst we think about this? What are the glorious riches that we have as Christians? Would anyone like to give me some things that you think that we inherit as glorious riches as Christians?
Gold.
Gold. Well, yes, when we get married, you know, we can get a bit of gold on our hands, yeah. But in our faith, in our experience and walk with God, would anyone... Eternal life, yes, eternal life. What other glorious riches? Sorry? His love. Did I hear forgiveness?
Forgiveness.
What other riches do we have?
Everlasting life.
Everlasting life.
Friendship.
Amen. So some of the riches that we get in Christ are things like our salvation, the good news of the gospel, freedom in Christ. They're all great things. They're all wonderful things. They're the things that we receive as riches from God. Now moving on to being rooted. Are you happy to stay there with your crown on? Are you happy to stay up there with your crown? Fantastic. Wonderful. We're now thinking about being rooted and established in God's love. So let's read this little bit of scripture together. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love. Stop there. Now, I know you're going to be disappointed this morning, but Alan Titchmarsh wasn't available, all right? He wasn't available to come and help us think about being rooted. But we got Mrs. Vaughan instead. And she's probably a bit more talented than him anyway, so. Mrs. Vaughan, would you like to come up? just in case you haven't met Catherine, she's my wife. And she has a very different set of fingers to me. She has green fingers. And she's going to help us think about being rooted. Isn't that clever? Yeah, it's good, isn't it? I hope you're enjoying this on the live stream this morning. So, Catherine, where are you going to start with this, being rooted?
I'll start with this. He looks a bit sad, actually, because it actually only got dug up this morning, this one. So I'm sorry it looks a bit sad, because usually he's got a big, bright, sunny flower.
You might need to water it.
I do need to water it, you're right. So I brought this to show you what this plant looks like when it is rooted and established and in a lovely... If it was in the ground, it'd be a bit happier. But after a while, it'll be happy in the pot. So it grows tall and strong, and it can bend in the breeze and can just continue to flower in the sunshine, okay?
Fabulous.
Example one.
Example one. What you got to show us now, Catherine?
Well, this poor little plant got pulled out of the ground, but it's the same thing. And this is a baby one, okay? And, of course, this is what we... This is what we see above the ground, the beautiful flowers, the growth, the greenery. But if it doesn't have all these lovely roots, it will never get to be like that. So it has to be rooted in the right environment. I could leave it in the water like this. Sorry, excuse me. And it would survive for a while. But if it's not rooted in the right place, it will never grow to be like this happy plant here. You can imagine it being a happy plant, okay? It's not very happy at the minute. So I need to put it in the right environment. Oops, sorry, church members. I'll put that back in the box.
If anyone could get a few tissues, that might be useful, if possible.
It's only a spot, it's a big table.
It didn't go over the edge. Oh, it's only a spot, it's all right.
Only a spot. Okay, so I've lost my train of thought now. Yes. As well, I'm doing this.
Oh, you're going to do some root. Ah, okay. So, as we think about this plant being rooted, what about as Christians? What roots us and establishes us in our faith? Have you got any ideas you'd like to share? What things can help us be rooted and established as Christians? I see a hand at the back.
Prayer.
That helps us get good answer. What else helps us get rooted and established in our Christian life?
Reading the Bible.
Reading the Bible. Amen. Any other things that help us get rooted and established?
Singing.
Singing, worship. Absolutely. That really helps us get rooted and established. The trials that we go through, building up resilience. Ah, yeah, good answer. Any other
faith and trust
in God? Yes. Oh, we've got hands going up all over the place now. I like this. It's like waiting for a bus. They come at once.
Having a Christian family around you.
Having a Christian family.
Compassion.
Christian friends. Fellowship. I tell you, I don't think I would be here today if I didn't have loads of good Christian friends around me that have helped me grow my faith over the years. Catherine, are you ready to carry on?
I am. So, obviously, a bit of soil, a nice plant to put in there. And I think what really interesting is that, actually, who knows what the age of this plant is? How old is it? Is it a year old? Is it 5 years old? Is it 10 years old? I think the important thing is, actually, whatever age we are, we can flower and show God's glory. You know, so this little plant, actually, I think... This one might only be a year old, but it's already got a flower at the top. It's all ready to bud and grow, you know. And so I think that's really important, because sometimes you think, oh, well, when I'm mature, I'll be mature when I'm 20. Oh, no, I'll be mature when I'm 30. No, I'll be mature when I'm 50. You know, but I think when we think like that, that's putting God in a box for when we're mature. God can make us mature and flower and flower and be beautiful at whatever stage of life we're at and whatever place we're in. So anyway, that's all I've got to say, really. But so this little thing can carry on growing, I'm going to put some more soil on it. There you go. He says I've got green fingers. I'm not sure, but that'll do.
Probably be bruised, I should think, after today.
Yeah. So this little plant, it's in a happy new place now. One day it will grow out of its pot and it will need to go somewhere else to grow again. And this thing here, this can grow on for a bit longer, but then he'll need to go, or she, it, we'll call it it, okay. It can go into a bigger pot, a bigger place, you know, so we can grow and be rooted and flower wherever we are.
So it's really about being in the right environment, isn't it? Yeah. Being rooted and established. And that's what we get by being part of the church, being part of God's family here at Pip and Jim's, and being part of the church around the world. So that's being rooted and established. The next point is power. Shall we read this together? That you may have power together with all the Lord's people to grasp how wide, how long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Well, just before we think of where we get power as Christians, I brought one of my power tools with me this morning. My drill. Are you impressed? Okay. I hope you're impressed with. Well, I'll try not to. But I'm going to now try and operate this drill. Oh dear. There's a bit of a problem. Can anyone tell me what the problem might be? I need a battery. It hasn't got any power. Well, just over there, in that area over there, there's a battery. Is it under one of the chairs? Sorry, it got handed in. Oh, did it? Oh, isn't that... Do you know what? That wasn't scripted. Thank you, Tandy. That's brilliant. No, that's one. No. That's great. I love the creativity there. The battery got handed... Because I... It's such an honest church. It's so honest here. What's going to happen if I put sweets out? Are they going to get handed in? Or are you going to eat them up beforehand? Put the battery in. Are you impressed? Do I get a round of applause? Thank you so much. So without power, we just can't make things work, can we? And so that says, so in our scripture it says that you may have power together with all of the Lord's people to grasp how wide, how long and deep is the love of Christ. But I love this. I love this ending of this verse. It says, so to know this love that surpasses knowledge. To know this love that surpasses knowledge. How can you have something that surpasses knowledge? How can you have something like that? Catherine and I went to a wedding yesterday, and we had the pleasure of meeting some people we'd never met before. And one or two of them had really achieved some amazing things in their lives. And I'm kind of thinking, oh, wow. You know, I was a little bit intimidated. You know, this guy had written books and all sorts of amazing things. And I'm thinking, and we're trying to share them about our faith. You know, we got onto that. They say don't talk about politics and religion, don't they? Yeah, well, they got the vicar standing in front of them. What else do you think I'm going to talk about, you know? But we got talking to them, and I thought, what am I going to say? How can God, you know, impact these people? And I just thought, I haven't got the power. I haven't got the wisdom. I haven't got the intelligence to try and convince them. Only God's Spirit can do it. Only God's power. So we need his power to be filled to the measure of the fullness of God that surpasses knowledge. Isn't that amazing? Praise the Lord. So, just thinking about things, just thinking about God's power in the world, what things illustrate God's power to us in the world that we live in today? Any ideas? All of us. Okay. Yep, all of us. Creation. What was that? Nature. What other things demonstrate God's power in our world?
Light.
I agree. The light from the sun shows God's power, doesn't it? And Jesus being light of the world. What else? What other things can demonstrate God's power to us? At the back?
Technology.
Okay. Right at the very back in the corner.
Fruits of the Spirit.
Demonstrate God's power.
Miracles.
And maybe one more. What other things can demonstrate God's power to us? Oh, the Queen. Your Majesty.
Tsunamis.
Well, yeah, they show a certain power, definitely. A kind of power of nature, don't they? Yes, sometimes you don't want to get in the way of a tsunami. What about forgiveness? Something like forgiveness. Forgiveness is so important, isn't it? Miracles, we've had that. Jesus, he showed power, didn't he, by walking on the water. And the ultimate power of God, I think, the resurrection. When Jesus came back to life, for each of giving us all eternal life. So, we thought about riches, your majesties, thank you. We thought about being rooted, thank you, Catherine. And we thought about God's power, the power of God this morning, which is just great. So, we're going to have a little time. Should we just have a little time of reflection, just to think about these things that we've thought about and read about this morning? If you want to close your eyes and maybe put your hands in front to receive from God, feel free. Let's just be quiet for a moment. Father God, we thought this morning about your riches, the riches that you give to each and every one of us, riches that we don't deserve. But you are so generous, you are so loving that you give us so much. And we thank you, Father, we're not on this journey on our own and not without help, that we can be rooted through prayer, through reading your word, through worship, through fellowship, Lord God, that we can grow as Christians. And we thank you, Father, that it doesn't rest on our own intelligence and power, but it rests on the power that you put into us by the Holy Spirit. So I pray, Lord, right now for anybody here who feels they need some of your power in their lives. You might have something going on right now, whether you're here in the church building or on the live stream. You need some encouragement. You need some empowering in some area of your life. And God wants to come now by the power of the Holy Spirit. And all we need to do is just to be open to him. We just need to ask and receive. And he has so much that he wants to give to each of us. So, Father God, send your Holy Spirit upon each and every one of us here this morning.